Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Time for a little more culture with our book reviewer, Cara Martin. She's here to discuss a fairly significant and contentious issue in the church with the book entitled How the Church Fails Business People by John C. Knapp. Cara Martin, welcome back to Open House.
Thank you very
Always
much.
Always great to see you. I'm intrigued by this title. You say you're reluctant to promote a generalised book with such a negative title as this one, but it's something Christians need to talk about.
Yeah, I guess any book that says how the church fails the business people, I figure is not going to be picked up by the people it's trying to actually reach, yeah. Which is the leaders of churches. So
might be good if they did, though. But anyhow, that's another thing.
Well, that's the thing. And I think it's too generalised to say all churches fail business people. So
yes.
I don't agree with the title, but the book itself is a useful book.
Yeah. So you quote 98% of the people in our churches, not paid church workers spending 95% of their waking time outside church. So it comes as a surprise that they don't receive much teaching for all that time spent outside of church. Tim Keller, my great Tim Keller, is very, very good on this. Very
Absolutely. Yes. And that quote actually came from Mark Green at a Lausanne conference. And I think it's just a really obvious point that here we have most of the teaching that people receive in the church. For 98% of the people, most of the teaching only occupies 5% of their waking lives.
Yes.
We actually need some more teaching on engaging with the whole world. And
yeah.
That's what this book is saying, especially our working world, since it takes up so much of our time.
Yeah. Mm. So the book starts with an ethical dilemma and highlights the truth of faith and business being worlds apart. I mean, that's just how it is, sadly.
Yeah. And that part starts off with an ethical dilemma faced by Alan, a businessman. He doesn't go into what the actual ethical dilemma it was, but Alan was really concerned about this, and he decided finally he'd make an appointment to see his pastor about it. So he went along and he said to his pastor, he outlined the problem and said, you know, here it is. And the pastor's response was that that's just a business issue and it's irrelevant to faith. So he had nothing to say.
I'd love to hear what Tim Keller says about that. Yes, please.
And Alan went away horrified, really, so disappointed. He'd gone for some hope and to talk it through and some direction, some guidance. Doesn't the Bible tell us anything that's relevant to these sort of issues, he was wondering, and even to be prayed for sincerely about what he was facing, someone to walk beside him, but he received no help at all. And in the end, there seems to be this disjunction. Business is about money, the workplace, meetings, ambition and competition. And faith is about God, church, prayer, humility and neighbourly love. And
yes.
Never the twain shall meet.
Unlike Bible times, actually, it was actually written in the real world.
Absolutely.
About the real world. Mm. So why are these two worlds apart? What does John C. Knapp say about that? And do they have to be?
Yeah, he says there are three things that are driving them apart, and he says they're actually distortions of doctrine. So the first one is the sacred-secular divide, which I think you've tackled
yes.
a few times
yeah.
on this program.
Yep.
There's an implicit hierarchy in our churches that clergy and missionaries and sacred work is up the top and the secular roles are right down the bottom. The second one is eternal versus temporal. There's this sense that the only work that's going to last, that's going to survive, is saving souls, that everything else we do is actually worthless and is going to be burnt up. Whereas God actually commanded us to care for this world. And if God gave us that command, then there is some value in doing that sort of work as well.
Yeah.
And God said we need to do everything to glorify him. And whenever we glorify God, I think that creates something that actually does last, is eternal.
So how does he say we can address or correct this?
Well, he says that what we need to do is recognize that God has gifted us for a variety of occupations, from cleaner to clergy. I recently read of a lawyer, it was in a book about John Stott, and this lawyer approached John Stott, the great Christian teacher, and said to him really proudly, John, I've decided to go into the ministry. And John Stott looked him in the eye and said, don't you realise that God needs more Christian lawyers?
Yes. I can imagine Stott saying that because he was really also
yeah,
one of
he was
those
a champion
really connected with the real world. Yeah.
So the other thing that Knapp says is we need a moral theology of work, that actually we need to really deal with the ethical dilemmas that we face in the workplace. And he says we need to take those words of Micah to do justice, love kindness, be humble and work with the Lord, to actually do that in the workplace and examine how we can do that. And he points out that actually the workplace is awakening, that even the secular world has recognised that there's spiritual needs of employees and they're exploring it. And there is actually out there a prevalence of Christian workplace initiatives. We're seeing people who see business as mission. We're seeing workplace chaplains. We're seeing kingdom companies. These things are happening. And unfortunately, a lot of that stuff is happening disconnected from the church when it should actually be embraced and informed and inspired by the church.
So the church can play a role in this.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think they can provide a community for discussing ethical issues at work and encouraging people who are being morally courageous. Pastors can spend time, not just a quick visit for coffee at the workplaces, but trying to better understand what the workplace is like and the needs of modern workers. I think there are opportunities to explore what it means to connect faith and work in a whole load of occupations. I think also that we can provide relevant work worship that actually realises that we're engaging with a world that's beyond the private and the spiritual. And I think also that we need a more inclusive narrative. So in church, instead of just sending out missionaries, we should celebrate new job opportunities and promotions. We should be mourning people who are going through redundancies and difficult times at work. Yeah. And we should promote fresh innovations to actually help redeem workplaces.
Love your work. Cara Martin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you next time. And if you want to Google something good, Google Tim Keller, Why Work Matters. There's a little YouTube clip. It's not quite little, it's 23 minutes, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.